USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is holding a bilateral meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister on Friday at the White House. The president saying Iran and its desire to obtain a nuclear weapon are a vital subject for their meeting.
We're also going to discuss the threat from Iran and our commitment to ensure Iran never develops a nuclear weapon. But we're putting diplomacy first and seeing where that takes us. But if diplomacy fails, we're ready to turn to other options.
Negotiations between the United States and Iran to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal have stalled. National security officials are warning the president that another terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan is likely. White House officials saying the president received this guidance in the Situation Room earlier on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Texas lawmakers are finally able to get some work done.
Months of partisan battles in Texas concluded late Thursday as House members passed new voting integrity laws, moving the legislation closer to the governor's desk. The vote on the nearly 50-page bill, SB1, passed the Texas House, 79-37, mostly along party lines. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The chairman of the Fed Reserve is talking about the path ahead for the economy. Jerome Powell addressing the Fed's annual Jackson Hole Symposium and noting steady job gains this year in addition to the number of job openings.
While the Delta variant presents a near-term risk, the prospects are good for continued progress toward maximum employment.
However, Powell said the unemployment rate of nearly 5.5% is still much too high. He also addressed inflation, describing the latest jump as sharp. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC has another warning regarding salmonella.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The agency said the illnesses were linked to Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays with the Best Buy dates on or before February 11, 2022. Fratelli Beretta brand products are sold nationwide in vacuum-sealed plastic packages. A total of 36 people across 17 states fell ill, and 12 were hospitalized in outbreaks of two strains of salmonella. The CDC recommended that consumers throw away the affected products and other prepackaged Italian-style meats. They also suggested that consumers wash any items, containers, and surfaces that may have touched the products using hot soapy water. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Videos by a team of federal investigators shows more evidence of extensive corrosion and overcrowded concrete reinforcement in a Miami-area condominium that collapsed in June, killing 98 people. The video shows densely packed steel reinforcement in various sections of the building, along with extensive corrosion where one of the columns met the building's foundation. The National Institute of Standards and Technology also announcing it will conduct a five-pronged investigation into the Champlain Towers South collapse. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.